Many of us might be related to people who fought and died in the Civil War, but imagine you're related not just to one figure that we associate with the Civil War, but two. That's the case for Kenneth Morris, not only the great-great-great-grandson of abolitionist and advisor of Lincoln, Frederick Douglass, he's also the great-great-grandson of Booker T. Washington, who was an educator after the Civil War and also an activist. On top of that, Ken is now the founder and president of the Frederick Douglass Family Foundation. Ken, I want to start by asking you the same question we're asking our listeners. And now at the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War, do you think we're still in some ways fighting the same battles we were fighting a century and a half ago?
I believe that we are fighting the same battles in many ways that we fought 150 years ago. The Civil War really, while it seems like it happened a long time ago, it really didn't. But I always like to tell stories when I'm talking to young people because they think that this happened so long ago. But my great-grandmother, whom I was very close to, she actually met Frederick Douglass when she was a little girl. And my Aunt Portia, whom I was also very close to, was Booker T. Washington's daughter. And I remember being a little boy and sitting on their laps. And my great-grandmother Fanny would tell me about the man that she would call the man with the great big white hair. And I remember sitting on my Aunt Portia's lap, and she would tell me about her father, Booker T. Washington. And when I stopped to think that hands that actually touched the great Frederick Douglass and hands that touched the great Booker T. Washington also touch mine, in a sense, I can say that I stand just one person removed from this history. So we're not that far removed, and I think that in a lot of ways we are still fighting the same battles.
Well, you know, I always want to ask you about your personal experience growing up that way. Going to class and reading about the Civil War history, reading about Frederick Douglass, knowing that that is your own ancestor, knowing that had he not fought the battles that he did, you yourself and the rest of your family may not be free today. What was that like?
Well, I've always certainly known that I've descended from these great American heroes, but when I was younger, I really took it for granted in a lot of ways. People would expect that I would know so much about my ancestors in school, and I'm a product of the public school system, and I remember when I was coming up, there wasn't a lot of information in the history books. It might have been a chapter that we got during Black History Month, so it wasn't until I was much older when I really started to appreciate the significance of this incredible heritage and lineage that I have and this blood that runs through my veins.
Bringing the work of your ancestors forward, here we are today, and it's 2011, and we have our first African-American president of the country. And yet, we're still plagued in many ways by the same kind of racism that Booker T. Washington faced during the Jim Crow days, certainly not legalized. But we haven't reached the moment where we are, quote-unquote, post-racial.
No, we haven't really reached that utopia where we're not thinking about race, but we started off this conversation talking about really not being that far removed. 150 years at the start of the Civil War, we still have a lot of work to be done, and just because we have an African-American president doesn't mean that all of the issues and all of the problems and the racism that was there before is not still there. There is a lot of healing that still needs to be done, and until we can have this discussion honestly, then we have a long way to go.
Kenneth Morris is the founder and president of the Frederick Douglass Family Foundation. He is also the great-great-great-grandson of Frederick Douglass and the great-great-grandson of Booker T. Washington. On the 150th anniversary of the beginning of the Civil War, Ken Morris, thanks so much.
Celeste, thank you very much for having me on.